DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. In Turkey, clashes between riot police and protesters in central Istanbul have continued throughout Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. On Tuesday evening, police fired tear gas and water cannon into the crowd at Taksim Square, which included families with children, while the thousands of demonstrators tried to hold their ground. Earlier in the afternoon, police bulldozed makeshift barricades on the square. The peaceful demonstration began nearly 2 weeks ago against a proposed development on a nearby park, but has developed into a mass demonstration against the government and the Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The protesters say Erdogan is trying to erode secular traditions with conservative Islamic laws. On Monday, he promised to meet with the protesters, but in a speech before lawmakers on Tuesday, he labelled them as thugs.
One thing is certain. We will not give the demonstrators any chance to erode our society.
But the protesters, such as this man, say they won't give up.
No matter how many police come, we will continue to struggle and we will continue to fight. We will not withdraw.
The police crackdown has drawn international criticism. The White House says it's following the events in Turkey with concern. Floodwaters in southern Germany on the Danube are receding, and welcome news for authorities handling the clean-up after weeks of torrential rain in central Europe. However, a mass of water from the Elbe River, which burst through a levee early on Monday in the eastern city of Magdeburg, is heading towards Hamburg. The focus is on the town of Lauenburg in the northern state of Schleswig-Holstein, where the Elbe is expected to peak on Thursday. Over the past few weeks, the rain has caused major rivers to overflow their banks, with critical damage in central and southern Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia and Hungary. The cost of the damage is also being counted. The Fitch Ratings Agency says it could reach about 12 billion euros in Germany alone, with a hit to insurers likely to be between 2.5 and 3 billion euros. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Lawmakers in Russia have passed a controversial bill that bans giving children any information on homosexuality. The country's lower house passed the bill on Tuesday. It also makes it an offence to say gay relationships are equal to heterosexual relationships. Critics say the bill will be used to justify the suppression of gay culture and rising homophobia in Russia, as well as making the gay community more vulnerable to physical attacks. A second bill was also passed, punishing those who offend religious feelings. It was drawn up after members of the Pussy Riot punk rock band staged a performance against the President Vladimir Putin last year in a Moscow cathedral. The European Central Bank will continue to defend its bond-buying program in a German court on Wednesday against fears it could damage Germany's economy. Under the program established last year, the ECB can buy the sovereign debt of individual Eurozone nations, and although it hasn't done so yet, some analysts say the scheme helps to calm the markets. However, opponents say the scheme is illegal and could amount to funding Eurozone countries unofficially, and they say Germany, Europe's largest economy, would provide the biggest share. The Federal Constitutional Court's President, Andreas Voskuhle, spoke on Tuesday.
We have to clarify whether the European Central Bank is taking on responsibilities that haven't been assigned to it, and which shouldn't be assigned to it under the Constitution.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has defended the scheme, saying the ECB was doing what was necessary to ensure monetary stability. The Greek government has temporarily shut down the country's public broadcaster, ERT, in efforts to reduce spending and rein in public debt. ERT's television and radio output were stopped on Tuesday night. The government says the broadcaster was not transparent and was an example of incredible waste, costing taxpayers about 300 million euros a year. It plans to relaunch ERT as a cheaper organisation as part of budget cuts demanded by international creditors. Over the past 3 years, Greece has received about 200 billion euros in bailouts. For more news and information, visit our website. It's at dw.de. This is Jared Reid for Deutsche Welle News.